Welcome back to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, and with me today is my special guest, Rick Leeson of Frontier Advisors. Welcome, Rick. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Wayne. Thanks. Nice to be here.
Rick is the founder of Frontier Advisors, which is a registered investment advisory firm based in McLean, Virginia. His investment experience is broad and deep, having worked as an analyst and portfolio manager on both the buy and sell sides of the industry. He's an expert in quantitative and fundamental research methodologies and growth and value investment styles, and in constructing globally diversified portfolios using all major asset classes. Last position for Rick was, prior to founding Frontier, was a senior portfolio manager in a private client division of a major global investment firm. That sounds very impressive, Rick. His uncharacteristically diverse background gives him a unique perspective on the art, science, and business of investment management. Rick, investing is actually your second career. Your first career was in the Air Force, wasn't it?
That's correct.
Tell us about that and how you transitioned out of the Air Force and why you eventually became an investment advisor.
Yeah, I've got a very non-standard career path so far. I did a mini career in the Air Force. I graduated from the Air Force Academy and went off on the pilot track.
Okay.
So I flew the military's largest airframe, the C-5 Galaxy, on global airlift missions, where I commanded a crew of 15 to 20 people and had a great time doing it. It was a wonderful experience for a mid-20-year-old person to do.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of great experience. I had a great time and served my country, and I think that's the most important piece of that. But while I was doing that, I also realized I had a number of other interests that were non-military related. And so when I had an opportunity to do that, I took that opportunity and got out of the military and joined the investment profession.
And you got your CFA, your Chartered Financial Analyst designation. Why is that so different and so important? How does that distinguish you from other investment advisors?
Yeah, you know, there are the people in this industry there's a litany of professional designations. You look after anybody's name and people are always trying to put some letters behind it. As I was making that career transition from the military to the investment profession, I knew I needed some form of credibility, and I wanted to make sure I knew everything that I could possibly know and needed to know in order to have the career I wanted, which was an analyst in a portfolio manager career,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to being just a broker or
right.
somebody who was selling investment products. I wanted to be on the other side of the game. And the CFA charter is the most rigorous investment designation that's out there, and I don't think I'm overstating it at all. And so that was the program I wanted to do. It's a 3-year program with a less than 50% pass rate. So it's not short on rigor. Well, it's at least 3 years, actually. It's 3 annual tests, and people tend to take much longer than 3 years.
Sure.
To get it. It requires
especially
work experience.
Especially if there's such a high fail rate on the exam.
That's right. That's right. You can do the numbers, and it doesn't take long to figure out that a lot of people don't even make it through the program.
Right.
Most people don't, in fact.
Right.
They give up after the first or the second test. And once I got the charter, the designation, I felt very comfortable standing toe-to-toe with anybody in the industry on any investment-related issue, and that was the whole goal.
Now, I understand you're an outspoken critic of the industry. Why? What is good about the industry? What is bad about the industry today?
Well, it's only a 15-minute program, so I'll try and keep it brief. But yeah, the whole reason I wanted to go ahead and start my own investment firm was because of what I consider the many flaws of the industry. I don't feel at all that most of the firms out there take client interests first and foremost. I think they're mostly out looking for themselves, which isn't a bad thing in a capitalist society, right?
Sure.
Everybody needs to make a buck. But you know, with the time I spent in the air quotes established part of the industry,
mm-hmm.
managing money on the institutional side and the retail and private client side across various strategies, asset classes,
platforms,
on the buy side, mm-hmm. on the sell side, I got a pretty good perspective of how this industry operates and how people manage money. And you know, the bottom line that I walked away with is that they don't add nearly as much value as the people who are paying investment managers think they are.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, there are many flaws to the industry, and unfortunately, most investors don't even have the slightest clue as to what most of them are. So I wanted to create a firm that that did things in a more proper way, a more fair way to the clients that we've got.
How do you all provide value to your clients and distinguish yourselves from the bulge bracket or, you know, other firms that are out there?
Right. Well, one of the major flaws of most investment firms is they're just too darn fat. They spend an incredible amount of money on a number of things that don't benefit the client. The
like
sales
what?
And the marketing effort
marketing.
Is the one that comes to mind first.
Okay.
You know, a good portion of a client's fee isn't going to pay the research analyst and the portfolio manager. It's going to pay the distribution channels for whatever product it is that they're putting out there.
Mm.
And if you can build a firm that removes that and still do what you need to do, right? Because everybody needs to distribute their product. Everybody needs to get their clients somehow.
Right.
But I just decided I want to create a firm that tried to build a client base without having to pay for a huge sales and marketing fee.
Okay.
And so what we do is we get rid of the fat. And by getting rid of the fat, we can remove a good portion of the client fees that don't add value to the client anyway. And I think improve the overall experience and performance for that client.
Do you actually pick stocks for the clients, or do you actually invest in mutual funds or a combination of those? Tell us what your investment philosophy is.
Yeah, the strategy itself is primarily ETF-based exchange traded funds.
Sure. Tell us what that is.
Sure. So everybody's familiar with mutual funds. Exchange-traded funds are now the next greatest creation. Mutual funds have been coined as one of the best pieces of evolution in the investment industry ever, and I'd say ETFs are the one beyond
even
that.
Even better, yeah.
That's right. They, in my opinion, suffer no shortcomings relative to a mutual fund, and in fact offer several advantages.
Like what?
A certain efficiency. You can remove the costs of most of the mutual funds in an ETF platform because most of them are index based. So when you're doing it in a passive sense, you don't require the slew of analysts and portfolio managers and that tend to beef up the costs of any kind of a mutual fund out there. So now you've got this index based platform, and they compare very well to the costs of an indexed mutual fund. But when you come down to the tax advantages, you can step to a next level in ETFs. And it all goes down to the creation redemption process, which we don't have the time to go into here.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, the tax burden that come with mutual funds is passed off to somebody other than the investor. If that's going to last forever, I don't know. There's always a chance that legislation will change that. But frankly, I don't think that's going to happen anytime in the remote future.
Right.
So ETFs will remain a better animal than mutual funds. Plus, you can trade them like a stock. I don't do the trading aspect of it, so we're not in and out of ETFs. We hold them for long periods of time, but you can pick the entry and exit point much more finely than you can with a mutual fund, where you just get in at the end of the day value. ETFs, you can buy it and sell it throughout the day, so you can determine when you want to get in or when you want to get out, and hopefully add a little bit of value that way.
Give me an example of one ETF that you invest. I mean, there are thousands of them, I know,
yeah.
But how does it work? I mean, what type of index is it gauged to? Give us an example so that the investors can understand a little bit better.
You bet. So the clients of Frontier Advisors, what we do, instead of trying to pick stocks and individual companies, which there's a slew of academic data that show that that's just not possible.
Right.
And I know from experience, because I've been involved in the industry in exactly those kinds of firms, where we just couldn't do it over time. We couldn't continually add value after fees to clients beyond an index.
Much too risky.
You get some things right, you get some things wrong, and over time you end up performing as that market does.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, as I created Frontier Advisors, I said, look, we're not going to waste our time and effort on that and clients' cost on that. We're going to use ETFs. So, for example, like you asked, a client will have exposure to the large cap U.S. equity market through IVV, which is an iShares ETF that gives you exposure and pretty much the exact returns of the S&P 500. Mm. There's also the S&P 400 and 600 to give them broader exposure to the overall U.S. equity market.
So you can cut and slice it in many different ways.
Exactly right. And that's how we add value for our clients in thinking about the best way to slice and dice the various markets that you have access to through the ETF.
And based on their risk tolerance and their age and the other things that factor into an investment portfolio.
Exactly.
Well, that's fascinating. So most firms have all this fat. You've cut out the fat, and then you try to achieve value added by dealing in the ETFs on behalf of the clients, is the way I understand your philosophy.
Absolutely right. So most people spend their time trying to outperform a particular market and pick a manager that's going to give them promise to do that. But they forget about the cost aspect of it.
So what do you mean when you say that advice and portfolio management fall well short of what's possible in the marketplace today?
Well, as I had mentioned earlier, I spent a lot of time dealing with institutional clients and basically working in the most sophisticated areas of the investment profession. Mm-hmm. And there's no shortage of brain power and knowledge and wisdom in that part of the marketplace. You get over on the private client side and in the retail part of the industry, and you get some people who are very smart and some people who aren't very smart at all.
I can attest to that.
And it's difficult for any retail or affluent investor to recognize who one from the other. And it's very easy when you're talking to somebody who isn't particularly familiar with the investment profession or investment language to snowball and to make them think that you are much smarter and well-equipped than you actually are. And unfortunately, I see that happen time and time again in this industry. So I wanted to raise the bar on that by creating Frontier and offering a better level of advice. When you come to our firm, you know that you are dealing with somebody who knows what they need to know about the industry and how investments work, how portfolios are supposed to be managed and constructed, what to invest in, what not to invest in. And that's something I don't think is available at most of the firms.
What is the ideal client for Frontier Advisors? Who do you typically represent? What size portfolio? What are the types of clients that you work with?
Right. Well, it's a small boutique firm. So one of the main problems that goes on in this industry is people amass a client base of 500, 1,000 clients. There's just no way to take care of those clients the way you need to.
I agree.
So we focus on small numbers of clients, but that requires a certain amount of affluence to do that. So all of our average client right now is somewhere in between the 3 to 5 million investable assets range.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any particular requirements. I do have a fee minimum of $5,000 a year, which based on my the fee schedule, it requires $1 million in investable assets. But right there you can see we charge a much fairer.
That's a much lower rate than many investment advisors charge in this area. Most, in fact,
I would say it's a half to a third of what most people charge.
I would agree with you.
And you get so much more in my opinion.
Your opinion. Yeah. How have you done in the market over the last 2 to 3 years? I mean, how have the ETFs done, and how have you done for your clients?
Exceptionally well. You know, people will spend a lot of time arguing when an index approach or a passive strategy approach is good or bad, and how where active outperforms passive. Most of that's hooey. I can demonstrate over the last year, certainly, that a passive strategy worked wonderfully in a decent market. So the equity piece the equity piece of our strategy after fees was about 18.5%.
Wow.
Last year. If you combine that with the bond piece of the portfolio, the fixed income side of it, a fairly aggressive portfolio of about 80% stocks and 20% bonds was up over 15%. So whereas you look at a benchmark and it was up closer to 12%. So by doing something a little bit smarter with the allocation and the exposures to the markets that we do, you can really add a lot of value.
Excellent. Well, tell me, Rick, as we close out, we're talking with Rick Leeson of Frontier Advisors. What's the main message you want to leave listeners with today?
Yeah, we didn't get a whole lot into some of the things I wanted to get a chance to mention, but the message that I would leave with investors is make sure you know everything you can know about who it is that's managing your money. Check their credentials, check their background, check their level of expertise. Don't simply let them tell you a good story and walk away with that. It's far too important. And make sure you're really scrutinizing the fee structure that you're paying, mm-hmm. not just the advisor fee, but the strategies that you're in. Ask whoever it is that's managing your money to tell you all of the costs that you're paying.
And how do people get in touch with you if they want to know more about Frontier?
We have a pretty comprehensive website at www.frontieradvisorsllc.com, and that's advisors with an O. Or you can give me a call anytime, 703-634-9556.
Thanks for being a special guest on Blueprint for Wealth.
My pleasure.
I'm Wayne Zell. Listen to us next week for another special guest and special topic. Have a great week.